The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
Monday mailbags. Every week we go through the emails we get, drive@jacarandafm.com, if you ever want to get in touch with us. Chrissy has, I was going to say barked up the wrong tree today, but let me not do that.
Rob, please. That is such a dad joke.
I know. I know, it's terrible.
How fast are the dad jokes?
Chrissy says, hi, Rob and Roz. I feel like I've jumped timelines and I live in the upside down. My boyfriend recently broke up with me because I don't get along with his dog. I like the dog fine, about as much as anyone can like someone else's pet, but I don't like the dog coming everywhere with us. I told him this, and then he broke up with me. Is that not the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard? Am I wrong here? Imagine I take my chocolate lab everywhere with me. This is my favorite creature in the universe. And now you, a new person, must come into my house and tell me to leave my dog at home. Go ahead and pack your bags. Get out. Tot ziens.
You don't think that's tough, eh? A bit drastic?
Of course it's drastic. But I mean, I don't have any more information. I don't know how long they were dating. You know what I mean?
Ek voel asof ek so kind of bietjie team Chrissy is hier. Dat hoe lank sukkel mens nie om 'n persoon te kry nie, and you're dating and you're trying out the vibes with all these different people.
Yeah.
And then you find someone and they break up with you because you don't really dote on their pet as much as they do. So this guy, her boyfriend, obviously is giving the doggy enough love. Chrissy doesn't have to go full out and try and outdo him, because she probably arrived when the dog was there. So I'm saying now, I am kind of team Chrissy, want ek weet ook, sy het dalk geweet waarvoor sy haarself inlaat.
I'm definitely being chacharig, because I agree that, like, you know, that you invite people over for a braai and they're like, oh, we can't leave the dog at home. I'm like, grow up, you know? Like, come on. Like, we can't be, you don't have to take the dog everywhere all of the time.
Well, also, just like you don't take it to work. So the fact that you can't go to work with your dog means you don't have to go everywhere with your dog. So chill.
However, if the dog was there first and you are trying to be the one to go, no, leave your dog behind now. Yeah. Be like,
ons het uiteindelik 'n paar maande terug het ons nog 'n Monday mailbag gekry. Kan nie onthou wie dit vir ons gestuur het nie.
Yeah.
Ons het nog 'n Monday mailbag gekry oor mense wat hulle troeteldiere, honde veral, vat na everywhere.
Presies.
Everywhere.
And it is annoying.
Well, this
I've got kids and I don't take them everywhere. You know what I mean? And these are human children.
So, there we go.
You know how they say you must never work with animals or children? That's the same thing with relationships. Like when I was, before I met Chris, I always said to myself, even though I was as single as could come, I always said that I wouldn't date someone. I was very young then. I was like 23, 24. And I wouldn't date someone with kids because you're always going to come second. Now Chrissy has come second to a dog.
So Chrissy wants to know, is that the most ridiculous thing ever? Is she in the wrong for trying to convince her then boyfriend that the dog can stay at home and sometimes it can just be the two of us? And he was like, nah, fuddy butt, sissy. 084-8500-942.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Ek is definitief team Chrissy, want ek is 'n groot dierliefhebber myself. Maar kom nou mense, julle wat hierdie honde en diere en whatever julle pets oral saam julle jinkering asof hulle regte kinders is. Dis 'n bietjie too much, hey?
Hey.
It's a bikkie too much.
Hey.
Moenie honde oral karre nie. Chantel has spoken. How are we feeling about the WhatsApp line?
I think the dogs over people is taking it today. Means it's just, there are many people that I like a lot less than animals, especially my dog. So, sorry for jou, Chrissy, but the dog is staying. You got to go.
Girl, let him be. Let him go. Laat hy nou maar liefde en cuddles en al die ander groot mens goed by sy hond soek. Good riddance.
Yo.
Good riddance. Wow. Reckon Chrissy's dodged a bullet there.
Guys, I am 100% with a boyfriend. I have a little Pekingese. Everyone says he's very spoiled because he gets biltong and dribbles before I go to work. He's got snacks everywhere, day bed, afternoon bed, a night bed. He gets gifts for Christmas and his birthday. And if I had to meet someone that doesn't allow that, I mean, it's my child. Of course I'm going to spoil him rotten. So if my partner doesn't like it, then obviously he has to go.
Obviously has to go.
Kan ons net gou vir 'n rukkie stil staan by day bed, afternoon bed, night bed. I would like to be adopted and live in that house.
Babes, I'm a step ahead of you. I'm Googling Pekingese costumes here. I'm going to move into Janine's house. I'm going to kidnap the dog, hide it away, and then I'm going to be lying there. Was my potong vir die werk te gaan asseblief.
I don't mind all of the dog spoiling and all that, but can we just go to the movies alone? Is it okay if we just go to the movies alone and eat popcorn and have a slushy without the dog having, you know, his own movie seat and his own mini slushy and his own doggy popcorn? Like, hey, chill.
I do agree with you. As a non-dog owner myself, it does get a bit much when the dogs are everywhere. However, I'm still on team boyfriend. Chrissy, I'm sorry. You can't come into someone's life and be like, nah, your pet's no good, fam. You know what I mean?
Rob, you're a troll. You're like, oh, no, I'm not a dog owner, but hey, I signed team boyfriend.
This WhatsApp line is very angry, and I'm not going to go against consensus or I'll be in trouble.
Yeah.